With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump addresses thousands of members of the National Rifle Association in Dallas today. He pledged to continue to defend the Second Amendment and called himself the best friend gun owners have ever had in the White House. He told supporters he would approach the Libertarian Party to regain their support in a close presidential race.
Largely, they have so much of what we have. You know, they're also people of common sense, generally speaking. They have a couple of things that are a little different, but we have to join with them because they get their 3% every year, no matter who's running. And we have to get that 3% because we can't take a chance Joe Biden winning. He's the worst president in the history of our country by far.
Six people have died, 10 more hurt after a wrong-way crash in Idaho Falls. Police say Saturday morning a pickup veered into oncoming traffic, hitting a passenger van filled with people. The van's driver and five of the passengers were killed. Nine others, as well as the pickup driver, were rushed to the hospital. Also at SRNNews.com, a Navy strike group's flagship air carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, has left its Japanese home port.
The carrier is wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of the USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off in speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. Keith Peters reporting.
As the Houston area works to clean up and restore power to thousands after deadly storms, heat returns to the Lone Star State. Looking at temperatures in the 90s this weekend. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in California. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens who read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's back down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker's condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College in Kansas. He delivered the 20-minute address at the Catholic Private Liberal Arts School, which is near Kansas City. He also warned the graduates about things like surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as support for the degenerate cultural values promoted by the media. He called out President Biden for his promotion of the queer trans lifestyle. This is SRN News. Tick season is ramping up. Here's Rich Thomason with more.
There could be a bumper crop of ticks because of another mild winter, among other factors. Experts are mostly concerned about an increasingly common tick that's known to spread debilitating Lyme disease. Infection rates for Lyme disease start to peak this month, with symptoms setting in anywhere from 3 to 30 days after the tick bite. Ticks are found in wooded areas and in nearby grassy areas. Rich Thomason reporting.
The latest attack by Yemen Houthi rebels has struck an oil tanker in the Red Sea. On Saturday, U.S. officials announced that the rebels launched a ballistic missile that hit a Greek-owned and operated ship. Houthis have been attacking ships in the Red Sea since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war as a way of pressuring Israel to stop its bombardment there. More details at srnnews.com.